Welcome back to Alliances Heroes, where heroes in business align. To be part of our super community and find out more about Alliances, visit www.alliances.com. Now, back to our super host, David Kogan, founder of Alliances.
I know you're all asking, can it possibly get any better? I mean, we started off the day with Mike Davis, two-time Super Bowl champ for the Oakland Raiders, and we had, after him, we had Craig McClure, HD Broadcast AZ, who's launching Super Longevity Network, a whole new TV network. Truly incredible. And we just had the founder of Steiner Sports, over a $50 million empire on sports memorabilia. Well, the answer is yes. And by the way, thank you for the comments we continue to receive from our recent interview with the founder of, Lisa Gibbons. That's who it was. Lisa Gibbons, best known for her time with Entertainment Tonight. Well, our next hero has been on the forefront of, are you ready? The whole podcast revolution. It seems that everyone has one or working on creating one. In fact, he is the current head of partnerships at Spreaker.com and BlogTalkRadio.com, Rob Greenlee. You could reach him at Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com. Now, for some of our listeners that may not know what Spreaker is, can you just give us the Cliff Note version of Spreaker?
Well, we are a podcast hosting platform as well as a publishing and recording tools platform as well. So we give you all the tools that you need to create your own online radio-like show that is a podcast that's available in places like iTunes and Stitcher and TuneIn and now more and more, you know, the music platforms like Spotify are actually getting involved in podcasting and trying to reach listeners.
And I got to tell you personally, we love Spreaker. Not only do we love listening, but we also have our show recordings hosted on Spreaker.com. So you can even find us by going to Spreaker.com and typing in the word Alliances, ELIANCES.com. How hard is it, though, for people to get started into doing a podcast? Because we have a lot of experts that are out there that want to get their message across.
It's actually really as easy as it's ever been. To really, all you need to get is a USB microphone that sounds good, and you can get those for, you know, $50-$75 these days, and plug it directly into your USB port on your computer. Use the Spreaker Studio software, which is free, and you can record or live stream an audio program in the next 10 minutes if you chose to do it.
Now, Robert, you were recognized as the first nationally syndicated radio program in the world to begin podcasting on the famous day, September 15th, 2004. How did you first get started in the podcasting and know that it was going to be the thing?
I actually didn't know that at the time. I was just doing a radio show in a radio station like what many people do. And I started taking it out and creating an MP3 file that then I could link to off of my website. So that was really the early days of this, is just making it available as an on-demand medium, which radio still today is a linear medium. Once it's broadcast, it's basically gone. So unless you record it and then make it available as a downloadable file, people that are on different schedules and don't align with your live broadcast typically couldn't get your show. So I was just doing what was logical, trying to reach people in their busy lives when it was convenient for them. So I was just making it available. And then podcasting started up. I started doing my radio show back in 1999. And podcasting started up in 2004, and it was just a natural extension from what I was already doing. It just made it easier because it automatically transferred that audio file over to an iPod-type player device, which was popular at the time, and made it really convenient.
Amazing. And you're listening to the Alliances Hero Show with me, David Kogan, host of the show. You could reach us at alliances.com. That's ELIANCES.com, because we have Robert Greenlee. He is also content master at Spreaker, and you can reach him at Spreaker.com, Spreaker.com. And of course, we'll have the recordings and everything on our Alliances website, ANCS.com. Now, prior to you coming on, we had a number of people to write in for requests, email us requests and stuff, asking and wanting to know, you know, they've got podcasts, but one of the challenges that they see is really being able to monetize that. And it was like you to share some of those secrets about how they could do that.
Well, it's kind of a long story to talk about, but I'll try and make it as brief as possible. Not every show should be monetized. Not every show can monetize with advertising. There's a variety of reasons that people have to create a podcast, and that can be to benefit their existing business, to make deeper connections with their customers. And then there's the other side of it that want to produce a professional program that builds a larger audience that then can be more attractive to advertisers. So there's kind of two ends of the spectrum. And then there's another piece of the market that just produces it because they want to have fun. They want to get together with their friends. They want to produce a show about maybe comic books or a TV show or a fan cast or whatever. So there's kind of like this spectrum of people that are out there that are producing content today that can really fit with whatever your needs are.
And previously, you were the executive VP and chief technology officer at Podcast One, located in Beverly Hills. You were also the former content and business manager of podcasts and TV for Microsoft, Xbox Live, Zoom Podcasts. Well, what is the key to creating a really impactful podcast?
I think it is keeping it authentic and real and make it a show about something that you're very passionate about and that you can sustain over a long period of time, because podcasting is a marathon run. It's not a sprint. So to build audience and build followers and to become an influencer yourself as a host on a particular topic, it takes building long-term relationships and consistency and regular publishing and being able to hold an audience and keep them passionate right with you, and I think is really the key to podcasting.
Now, what about for, you know, children who, you know, they're fascinated by the whole thing of podcasting, as adults are too and stuff, and getting the word out there and stuff? What about, is there really an age thing of when someone, you know, are you ever too young or too old to do podcasting?
No, I think especially now, really all demographic groups are getting involved in podcasting today. When podcasting started, it was a bunch of older white guys that were just geeks that were getting around doing tech shows. But now it's much more diverse after 14 years of development, and a lot, you know, comedians have gotten involved, sports programs are out there, you know, cultural shows, music programs, not necessarily playing music, but just talking about music, talking about culture, talking about politics, all sorts of genres are out there right now. So there's a diverse audience. And I'm actually seeing a rapid growth of teenagers starting to get involved in podcasting. It's like this creative class that are creating stories and doing storytelling in podcasting, and then creating characters and getting really engaged with audiences. And teenagers are coming together to create stories in podcast form. So you're seeing the youth get involved to it, and plus at the other end of the spectrum, you're getting older audiences that are coming in and getting involved in podcasts, because a lot of the subjects and the topics that are out there cater to, you know, the 50-plus crowd as well. You start talking about politics, you start talking about news and business and things like that, and that attracts a different audience.
Interesting. Well, Rob, besides the Eliance's show on Spreaker.com, what are some of your other favorite shows, episodes that are posted on Spreaker.com that our listeners can go to?
Well, there's so much there. Just on Spreaker.com, there's over 30,000 podcasts. So I tend to not point out too many specific shows, because then that's unfair to the other shows that I don't talk about. So my recommendation typically is to come in, because each of us have our own passions for something, a topic that we like to focus on, whether it's politics, whether it's some sort of a hobby, or some professional aspect of our lives that we want to improve on. And I would come in and just do some keyword searches for those things that you have passion about in your life. and find a show to connect with and get involved in podcasting, listen to podcasting. And oftentimes those that do that listen to podcasts for a certain amount of time, and they come up with their own idea and they come up with their own show concept, and they become podcasters.
Excellent, excellent. Well, Rob, you've been at the forefront of this incredible evolution of podcasting and helped so many grow and learn about creating impactful content online. Rob Greenlee, you're a hero. Connect with him on Spreaker.com. This is David Konga with Alliances.
You have been listening to Alliances Heroes, where heroes in business align. Alliances is the destination for entrepreneurs, investors, CEOs, inventors, leaders, celebrities, and startups. To present your superpower, visit www.alliances.com.